But you are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name. You're the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name, Jehovah. Now, I want your amen to roar like thunder as I pray these breakthrough prayers. And as many people as you say a thunderous amen to these prayers, they shall experience the God of breakthrough. There are people here this morning who have been completely written off. They say you will never do well. But as you say amen to these prayers, you will feel a touch of the power of God upon your life. There are people here this morning, you notice that your expectations are always cut off. Your expectations are always cut off. What you expect is not normally what comes to you. It normally comes less or not at all. It is a spirit of failure. As you say amen to these prayers, those powers shall be disgraced. Aha. Masekaya Boshinda. There is a sister by this, my left hand side. Your stepmother has programmed failure into you. And that thing has been pursuing your life. But very soon, where you are, the power of God will come upon you. And that which has a program and that moves about in your body shall jump out by fire. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We do apologies, those amen are still very weak for the kind of thing that God wants to do here right now. Still very weak. Amen. I know that many of you have not eaten breakfast, but not worry. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord, for all your children who are gathered here now. I pray, O Lord, for all your children who are gathered here right now, that by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth, by the power that puts Goliath to shame, that by the power that disgraced Herod, by the powers that disgraced the prophet of Baal, when fire fell, by that power, I pray that any challenge that anyone here is facing that is making your heart to cry, any challenge that is not giving you full joy, any challenge that is quenching your laughter, any challenge that is assigned to put you to shame, every power behind that problem, every power behind the challenge, be arrested now. 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 Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. The power of God in the name of Jesus. Move in the name of Jesus. Every power behind the problem, let them be arrested now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Maseka poya boshende rabokonte. In the name of Jesus. Somebody help that sister over there. Anything planted into anybody's body to cause failure. The plantation from the waters. The plantation from the forest. The plantation from outside wickedness. The plantation from any poison that you have swallowed. Whether you were, when you were a baby or when you're an adult. Ribosopo, let the spirit of failure and the plantation of failure be arrested now. Be arrested now. Be arrested now. Be arrested now. The power of God in the name of Jesus. Move. Move. In the name of Jesus. Masepola kaya boshanda rabokanta. The ribosoponda kaya boshan. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every power that does not want you to lift your head, every power that does not want you to be celebrated, any power that does not want you to sing your song and dance your dance, something is happening over there. That's right. That's right. That's, let her go. Let her go. The rope tied around that waist that is pulling you back. Anytime you want to do something good, look, fire is burning around your waist and that rope is being taken off. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. That's the power coming upon you. Aha. Any power that wants this person to run mad and that has been doing strange things with your head, Bakaribo soponda kaya, be delivered now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Be delivered now. In the name of Jesus. That head is on fire. That head is on fire. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your hands upon us today. Do great and marvelous wonders in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before you sit down, I want you to be a prophet unto 10 persons. Make sure they are 10 in number. Count it. Make sure they are 10 in number. Turn to somebody. Say, my friend. Every satanic proposal for your life shall be wiped away by the blood of Jesus. Say it to 10 people. Shout hallelujah. Let's have a say, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Now, I'd like you to listen to me very, very carefully this morning. I want to pour my heart to you again this morning. I want you to listen with your external ear and your internal ear. And listen very carefully. You may not get somebody who will preach this kind of message to you again before you die. So listen very, very carefully. Very, very, very carefully. I'm speaking to you on dancers at the gate of death. Dancers at the gate of death. What did I say?
You know, it's a horrible thing when you see death. Instead of running, you are dancing. Dancers at the gate of what? Death. I got born again in 1974. That was 34 years ago. I started to pastor what I can call my first church in 1981. All these years put together, I've seen many problems, many troubles. Some I can tell you, some I cannot tell you, some are too deep, some you may not even understand. But then, when I put all those problems together, and I say, wow, what can we do so that I can advise young people here, so not to even get into the problem, let alone trying to get out. That's why I've arrived at this. And this is why I want you to listen very well. Already, the trap I'm talking about today, some have already entered. So the purpose of our meeting this morning is to caution those who are careless, to warn those who are not careful, and then to deliver those who are already caged. That's the purpose. And then to create a prevention for those who know you could be a future target. Dancers at the gate of death. There are two muscles in the body of a man that has destroyed man beyond compare. There are two muscles in the body of a man that has disgraced so many men. There are two muscles in the body of a man that has put a man to shame and that has made an able-bodied man who is an elephant to become a lizard. There are two muscles in the body of a man that has made somebody who is an eagle to now begin to look for worms to eat on the floor like chicken. Muscle number one is the tongue. Muscle number two is your penis. Those two muscles, more than any other organ in the body, has disgraced men and paralyzed their destiny. And it is still doing so. And the devil is using it with terrible effectiveness. And the reason the devil is using it is because he knows once he gets through that one, it will take heaven to deliver you. I want you to understand this everywhere. That's in the body of a man. There is one muscle and one hole in the body of a woman that has put so many women in disarray, that has made many high-flying women to be swimming in the ocean of trouble and despair, that has caused so many promising stars to be buried alive. That muscle is their tongue. The hole is their vagina. The access to your body is a sacred thing. And once you make it loose, you lose your destiny as well. More than any other problem that people have brought, the ones that have complicated, that are so complicated, that has caused trouble for women, is that one in the mouth, the tongue, and the hole under the vagina. Unto every womb, there is a gate man, a sign from heaven. There is a gate man assigned from heaven. If you push off the gate man and you allow just anything to happen there, the ball is in your court. Reuben lost his destiny because of sex. It is time for most of us to understand that the whole of life is not sex. Some people, sex is not. Reuben lost his destiny because of sex. And one of the most terrible statements that was made to anybody in the Bible was what was made to Reuben. Open your Bible to Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49. Reuben was supposed to have double the inheritance. He didn't get any. He was supposed to get good things. He didn't get any. What put Reuben in trouble? What made Reuben not to achieve his destiny? Is what you want to look at now. This is Genesis, the book of beginnings. When you are looking at the origin of things, go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 49, I read verse 2. I want all of us to open there. I'm sure we all came with our Bibles. Is that right? Genesis 49, 2. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might. He was the firstborn, he was his might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Look at the qualification. Look at how great this man will have been. His might, the beginning of his strength, the excellency of his dignity, and the excellency of power. But meanwhile, say, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Wow. What a curse on your firstborn. Thou shalt not excel. Why did he issue that curse? Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, thou defilest thou it, he went up to my couch. He slept with his father's wife. That's all. So what put Reuben in trouble was this muscle hanging between his legs called penis. And because of that, his destiny was paralyzed. There are many people here this morning whose destinies have been mortgaged already. You need to cry to the Lord and repent. Some still need to get home after this meeting and hold that penis and pray that whatever demon is inside it, that wants to misdirect your life, should go. Should go. It's a serious matter. Should go. And many have been destroyed every day. We keep getting cases every day. Cases every day. Parents, mothers, bringing children in the university. Those who are supposed to do well, they are running mad. Those who went to the university, good people, they are becoming bad. And it is so bad now that even in primary school, they are catching little girls, little boys in the toilet, sleeping with one another. And they've brought several of them to me. They've already started a foundation of destiny destruction right from their youth. It is we who don't know what you are doing. The enemy knows what he's doing. You can call the devil all kinds of names. You can say, devil, you're under my feet. You're a liar. Fine, he is a liar. He agrees. I say, devil, you don't have power. Yes, he agrees. He doesn't have as much power as God. But one name you cannot call the devil. You cannot call the devil a fool. He knows. He's very intelligent. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to catch men. He knows the kind of sin to push you that God will find it difficult to let you go. He knows the kinds of things to put you into that even the greatest prophet will not be able to deliver you. I am standing on this pulpit now. A lot of people in this country don't like the Kulukoya because I will tell them this is wrong, that's wrong. You can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that, no matter how highly placed you are. Tell them the truth. And this truth is what we need, but people don't like it. If you ask me to point my finger to one thing that has brought Nigeria to where it is now, it is the power of sex. Strange women. Anytime I go to Abuja, to minister in our church in those days, anytime you got down from the airport, you see different cars coming from the Aso Rock to pick girls from the airport. And when I look at these girls, I have never seen a normal girl there. So if our leaders are sleeping with marine people, they are sleeping with dangerous people, they are putting their penis inside the serpent, then they will take all kinds of terrible decisions that will spoil people's lives. It is not a sin for somebody's penis to be erected, to have an erection. Not a sin. It is a sin to follow the direction of that erection. And sisters, those of you who are here, if there is any gate you must guide jealously in your life, is the gate of your womb. The person who disvirgins you is a very, very important person in your life. Because disvirginity is a covenant. So when a man puts his organ into you, his organ will be wet with the blood that is coming out from your broken hymen. You have formed a blood covenant with whoever disvirgined you. This is why you have to keep your virginity till you married. So if you've thrown it away, and not only have you thrown it away, you have even run high mileage in it, then you need to really repent. Not only repenting, you must now go back to all those people you slept with one by one and begin to break soul ties with them. Because each person that sleeps with you, you formed a spiritual tie with them. That's what the Bible says. And if when you have so many of those ties in place, it will affect every aspect of your life. Women of destiny are never loose with their vagina. Women of destiny don't go around with all kinds of men. Women of destiny are women who pray. They know their destiny. They pray and get a man who will make them fulfill the destiny. Women of destiny don't just pull down their skirts anyhow, anywhere. Women of destiny don't say, we didn't want to go far, then we went far. No, they don't. But when you see, if you see a woman of loose virtue, then I can show you a woman who is a failure. If you see a man who is very loose with women, no matter how highly placed he is, I can show you a man who is already a failure. What finished Samson? Sex. Sex. If you hear about suicide bombing today, they are bombing this place, Islamic terrorists, blah, 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 all those things. It is sex that started it. That's what started it. Sarah was there. She didn't have a baby on time. And then she brought a house help to Abraham. Abraham was a very old man. And the house help is a small girl. And like those sugar daddy who come to the campus. And they come to the campus, they start speak like young men. Sugar daddy. But who has your age? The age of the daughter, the age of this girl at home. I say, yeah, good. Good, I love you. Yeah. So you can imagine Abraham, an old man, going to that housemaid. Some people are blaming Sarah. No. Abraham could refuse and say, sorry, this girl is a girl who fetches water here, who does all kinds of things. I don't see myself doing this kind of thing. I'll wait for God. Abraham did not wait. Abraham slept with Hagar. Hagar gave birth to Ishmael. Ishmael had 12 tribes. Those 12 tribes are the Arab nations that are troubling everyone now. It started with sex. So, sexual sins are generational. That man you are sleeping with, you think it's just a casual sex. There is no casual sex. It's generational. You are going to repeat. You will repeat. The only people that God delivers easily are those who are raped. Because it was not with your consent, somebody forced you. And God knows that it's not your consent. It's like I'm a robber coming to a place. God will deliver you easily. But those who, you went into the building yourself, you were not drunk. You took off your dresses. Or they didn't even wait for you to take it off. And you started. You were in your full senses. Oh my goodness. You will reap the harsh benefit of it. It is very, very sad. As a matter of fact, many destinies have been destroyed. Many have been destroyed, and the enemy is not stopping at all. It has invaded the present generation with a sexual revolution that is beyond comparison. Beyond comparison. And to even spoil the case, there are plenty of pastors too who are in sexual cages. Who are in sexual cages, who harass women, who go for counseling, who run after girls, who do all kinds of things. Simply because the same cage that also destroyed their destiny has caught them. All these people are dancers at the gate of death. This is a very serious matter. I shared with you before. This brother went to a party. At the party, found this very beautiful girl. The name was Funke. They talk in the party, they dance. He was meeting the lady for the first time. And right there, at the back of the party, he slept with her. No condom. Free sex. At the back of the party. And then, at around 2 a.m., he took Funke home. And promised Funke that she was coming back 11 o'clock the next day. They brought this man to me. I don't tell people stories. I tell you what I see. I've gone past telling stories now. So by 11 a.m. the next day, this brother went to look for Funke. When he got there, he said, excuse me, I'm looking for Funke. The first woman at the door said, what did you just say? So I'm looking for Funke. Funke. Ah. He said, wait here. He said, wait. The woman ran inside to go and bring all the other women in the house. They all now came down. He said, huh? Young man, what did you say? He said, I'm looking for Funke. Funke. He said, describe her. And he described. Ah. They say, young man, go and look after yourself. Oh. Funke died 5 years ago. You brought Funke to this house last night. I said, yes, I did. Say, ah, he died 5 years. She died 5 years ago. And that was where the problem of this boy started. He didn't tell his parents. Those parents ran to psychiatric hospital. They took him to this deliverance. They took him to that. But he kept quiet. He was not talking until he got to my place. Then immediately they brought him. And he was looking like a mugu. Worry people. They call some people mugu. Mugu means you look like a zombie. I said, what are you studying? Say engineering. Where? He mentioned the name of the university. I won't mention the university now. Who did you sleep with? I said, ask mommy to go out. I said, mama, out. Now confess to me what he did. It took him 5 years to regain himself and to go back to school. To go back to school. Destiny destruction. Because of just one organ in the body that you cannot control. The other time, I've shared this again today. I was in that place. I was in my the headquarters there. And this cult boy came. The man said he's president of the cult in the university. The other one said he's secretary general. I said, you're welcome. I said, you're welcome. Yes, what can I do for you? They talk. I didn't know what they were talking about. I said, what really do you want? It turned out that they wanted money. I said, sorry, I can't give you God's money. My money is God's money. I said, but you sell books. I said, yes, I sell books. They are Christian books. It's God's money too. I said, but I can assist you in any other, but no money. Okay, they stood up. I said, thank you. Thank you very much, man of God. We must go now. Then was the president who said, can you pray for us, sir? And that was my mistake that day. It was a holy mistake. Laid my hands on him. Father, in the name of Jesus. All of a sudden, I've never seen that kind of reaction in my life. Something folded him up like balloon. Then he dropped on the floor. Then he now began to tear at his trousers. He was tearing his trousers. I said, what is this? He was walking on the zip. The zip didn't come up on time. So he tore his trousers. Then tore his underwear. I saw his penis. Beloved, for the first time in my deliverance experience, the head of that penis was a serpent. And there was a hole. That hole where the sperm is supposed to come out was a tiny tongue doing like this, peeping there. So what is this? So I quickly rushed for my anointing oil. Poured the oil on the penis. Then it became normal. I said, okay. I said, Mr. Man, I want to ask you a question. I said, how many girls have you slept with in the last 3 months? Then he started thinking. I thought he was going to say one or two. Then he started thinking. I can't remember. In our campus, you mean? I said, everywhere. The campus, maybe 12. Then outside, maybe 9. Now, imagine, beloved, a girl of destiny who was supposed to be a high flyer. Now, one way or the other, you find yourself under this man whose penis is a serpent. And what he was bringing in and out of your body is the head of a serpent. And what he was pumping into your body is the poison. That's why fibroid, menstrual trouble, gynecological trouble happens to so many women, and pastors are struggling to deliver them, not knowing that at a stage in their life, they have slept with a serpent who had put venom inside that womb in order to derail their destiny. So that man has now slept with 21 girls. I can't trace the girls. If I could trace them, I could help. But I could not trace them. This is a very serious matter. We had a crusade in UI many years ago, University of Ibadan. I'll mention that one. After the crusade, I came back to Lagos. The next week after, because there was a word of knowledge in that crusade that there are some girls here. You are in this campus to bury people's destiny. Come out now or you will die within 7 days. They did not come out. And I did not bother. All of them. But instead of coming out of the crusade ground, they now came to headquarters. Three of them. Say, I asked Calista, that word of knowledge, it is us. But we feel embarrassed to come out. That's how we came to meet you privately. I said, the anointing of that day is gone. I said, okay, what can I do to help you? He said, actually, we're in campus to destroy men. And that all they do is sleep with these boys, collect their sperms, take it to the coven. Sleep with them, collect their sperms, take it. I said, how many have you collected? He said, sir, we started since we were in the prelim class. And we're now in the final year. I said, we can't tell you how many we've done. I said, okay. I said, what is the implication? What is the implication of what you are just telling me now? They said, sir, let us be honest with you. Those men are finished. I said, they will never make it. I said, never make it. I said, unless you track them down, sir. And we don't know how to, we can't even remember their names. Here was a young man sent to the university who didn't know that there was an agent of darkness there to derail his destiny. Here was a young man that in his family nobody has graduated. And the enemy, the household witchcraft has sent people in the campus to initiate them. And he did not know. They slept with these people now, and they don't know where their troubles are. Unless they meet a good prophet who can discern, they will live in trouble forever. This morning, I want you to be honest with yourself. There's no point in deceiving. If you are here to deceive yourself, you are in trouble. It's like some of us sometimes, we don't face reality. And when you don't face reality, you get it. Well, that's what face reality. Yorubas have a proverb. They say the person who will bury you, you should not be ashamed to take off your clothes before that person, because eventually he will bury you. If you don't face reality, you end in a fantasy world, like the kind of world we were living in when we were in primary school. every morning, we'll be singing "Kosi Alafia Moni Gbogbo Ayeji," "Eni Buburu Kan Lo Ba Gbogbo Ayeje." Okunrin na lan pe la dof itila eni ti koni oju anu baba wa iya wa odi gboshe baba wa iya wa odi gboshe awa fe lopa adof itila kupata eni ti koni oju anu. We're threatening to go and kill Adolf Hitler when we're in Nigeria here. We don't even know how to shoot a gun. I'll be marching there eni ti koni oju anu baba wa. Some of us refuse to face reality. This is moment of truth, reality. If you don't face reality here today and get yourself delivered, you may live with the bondage forever. Brother, that thing that used to make your body to shake anytime you see a sister, there is something inside your body that needs to come out. Yes, that thing is a distraction. It's not good. Don't think it's a normal feeling. It's not normal. It's a distraction. Sister, that thing that is in your body and all the men are running after you. And you are rejoicing that. it's a bad spirit. Because both negative men and positive men, they are running after you. Something is wrong with you. It's not this. Something is wrong. Something is magnetizing you to them. You shouldn't magnetize evil men. So this is a situation which we must address here today as acidically as possible. It's a very serious matter. We were in Kaduna. And a prostitute surrender. A prostitute was in the hotel where we were. And the prostitute was trying to seduce the pastor. The hotel is a tall building. There's a lift. This hotel is in Kaduna. There's a lift. I was in the lift. I met this girl inside the lift, smiling at me. And I smiled back. Amen. I got down from the lift. Then I wanted to go and collect something again. She was still in the lift. Ha. I said, excuse me, you live inside this place? He said, shut up. He's looking for customer. I said, so you are a prostitute? He said, no. We are not prostitutes. We are commercial sexual partners. It's okay. Anyway, eventually, he made a mistake, followed one of our pastors. So that one just prayed a small MFM prayer for her. And she started screaming, yeah. See. Hey, Jesus, save me. Oh, hey, I want to surrender my life today. Save me. Pastor, pray. Fire. When she came down, she did it for 2 hours. When she came, so what did you do? She said, immediately the man began to pray that she saw a large place and people, fire was burning people. Fire was burning. People were screaming. That the kind of scream he has never heard it before. That the scream, and the, I'm still hearing it. That kind of scream he never heard it before. That people in that place, they were hanging them up. Some they were hanging them on their leg. Some they were hanging them with their lips. Some they were hanging them with their tummy. And I said, hey, these people said they were hanging them with the instrument of their sin. And I said, some were being hanged with their pennies in hellfire. This is a serious matter. Then to worsen the situation, and this is where the problem comes, you acquire the demons of your sexual partners. Anybody you sleep with, you must collect all the demons he has in the body. It's automatic. Whether I use a condom or not, it doesn't matter. The demons have no respect for the condoms. They will cross. They will go across. So, if the more people you sleep with outside marriage, the more demonized you become. The more demonized you become. Oh, you say, but I'm not a witch. I don't go to any... No. It is easier to deliver a witch than to deliver a fornicator. This is a serious matter. When God wants to do his judgment, God judges your motive. God judges your thoughts. God judges what is going on in the laboratory of your heart. God judges what you are thinking. And as far as the Bible is concerned, you can rape a woman in your heart. You can sleep with a man, a woman in your heart. Once you do it in your heart, you are declared guilty. Guilty. Fornication is a thing of the heart. And there is nothing like, Pastor, we did not go all the way now. No. Once it originates in your heart, you are already guilty. Guilty. That thing in the heart puts you in trouble completely. A doctor, a medical doctor, he died. He was born again, the wife born again. The medical doctor died. That was about 20 years ago. They have 5 children. When the wife saw the corpse of her husband on the floor, she started praying, say, Father, this is not our covenant. I can't look after 5 children alone. This man cannot die like that. So she started praying, Father, bring him back to life. Bring him back to life in the name of Jesus. Father, she prayed. The man died 9 a.m. By 11 p.m., the woman was still praying. And people came saying, Madam, let us take him to the mortuary. Let's take him to the mortuary. They tried to take the man to the mortuary. She fought them. She continued the prayer. The man was cold already. She continued the prayer. By 24 hours later, the man sneezed and came alive. This is what the man said. I want to tell you what he said now, because he went about sharing this testimony. He abandoned his medicine, went about sharing the testimony. He said immediately he died, he found himself in thick darkness. And the darkness was so thick, he could cut it with a knife. That immediately he entered into that darkness, something grabbed his right hand, another one grabbed his left hand. And they were pulling him forward. He said he was rejoicing because he thought they were angels. But as they drew him further, he found that he was feeling heat in his face. He was getting warmer and warmer. Now say, if this is paradise, they are taking me to an heaven. It can't be this hot. He now said, leave me alone. I'm a child of God. Hey, you can't take me to hellfire. No. The demons did not answer. They just drew him there. He said they now took him to the edge of a pit boiling with fire. He said, hey, the way in which human beings were pouring into that fire. Said what he could use to describe it is like a tipper of sand, of loading sand into a place. Young people, adults, everybody, the old one, just pumping them into hellfire. So no wonder the Bible says hell has been enlarged to take more. So they took him to the edge of hellfire and they wanted to throw him in. So all of a sudden, a voice sounded from above. Release him! And those demons released him. I said, immediately, they released him. So the devil now came. He said, all the story they are telling us, that the devil has 2 horns in the head. It's black. It's not true. It's a very handsome creature. So the devil came and said, God, you have no right to take this man to heaven. He belongs to us here. He's a sinner. The Lord said, yes, I agree with you that he's a sinner. So I agree with you that he's not qualified to enter into heaven. But at the same time, I will not allow him to go to hellfire. But Lord, you know that the devil now said, Lord, you know this man is free from all sins apart from adultery of the heart. The Lord said, yes, it is true. He is free from all sins apart from adultery of the heart. But I will still not allow him to go to hellfire because of that woman. And he saw the woman praying. So the doctor now abandoned his medicine. He went about sharing this testimony. And I remember any time he wanted to end his testimony, he would say, "Beloved, there is hell and there is heaven. Choose one." That used to be his last sentence. The same way I'm crying out to all of you who are here today, there is hell and there is heaven. You need to choose one. Choose one. All this boyfriend, girlfriend, there is nothing like boyfriend. You could jolly well call him boy enemy or girl enemy. That's what they are actually. And this is a serious matter. Of all the drives that God has created that pushes man forward, the sexual drive is a very strong one which needs to be controlled. And anybody who is sowing sexual seed is sowing a bad seed indeed. And sometimes when people rush to church, the seed, the sexual seed they've sowed many years ago has not germinated. Many high-flying men who will have made it, are in trouble today because of one careless sex they had in the secondary school. And it's still fighting them up to today. In fact, your present-day backwardness may be due to one careless sex you had with somebody at the back of your house many, many years ago. You thought it was just casual. But as far as the enemy is concerned, it is a valid transaction. Judah, in the Bible, slept with his daughter-in-law. And that chain of sexual sin went until it reached David. The sexual sin of David now set in motion a lot of terrible things. His child died. War never departed from his family. His children were sleeping with his wife in the face of the sun. That's why many preachers run away from this kind of thing and they refuse to explain to people the full implication of sexual sin. I want you to understand that I'm here to help you. And if I don't let you know this, you will think, what kind of thing is this? Why didn't they tell us all this? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6. There are some sisters here today who need to lay their hands on their womb and pray. And pray seriously. That any deposit the enemy has put there to trouble my destiny should come out. There are some who need to pray that anybody who has married me in the spirit because of a careless sex, they should release me. There are some who need to pray that if I've mortgaged my destiny on the altar of sex, oh Lord, set me free. There are some who need to pray like that. There are some who are even virgins, but they're watching terrible films. They're just virgins because they're afraid or somebody has scared them. But inside, they are not. You need to pray too. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. I think we should all open our Bible to this very, very important Bible passage. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15. Are we there? Are we there? Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. When you sleep with a prostitute, you and the prostitute shall become one. You become one. That's what the Bible is saying. If you have not gone to 20 prostitutes, you have segmented yourself into 20 different pieces, into different prostitutes. Right. This is a serious matter. So if a man has visited maybe 20 prostitutes and has segmented himself among 20 prostitutes and has collected demons from 20 prostitutes and he now disvirgins you, what is done is to gather the prostitute demons together and pump them into innocent you. And then you start problem from there. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? Did you see that? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Verse 18. Say, flee what? What is the word there? Flee. Run for your life. Escape. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. It's your own body you are sinning against. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You can see that scripture. Let's go to 2 Corinthians now. 2 Corinthians. Let me read to you just verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. I read to you just that verse. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. Now, the ministration you are getting today, is to bring glory to your life. And you must accept it, body, soul, and spirit. Knowing fully well that of all sins that you do in life, the one that involves your body is fornication. And the Lord said, anybody who destroys the temple of God, God himself shall destroy. So fornication, adultery is the only sin in the Bible that God himself promised to supervise your punishment. It's the only sin. All other ones doesn't involve his temple, so no problem. But if it's adultery, fornication, God the Almighty will be the supervisor of your punishment. So it's not a case of demons leave me alone. There's God too in it. So sexual sin carries consequences. It is a devastating time bomb. Sex is for replenishing the health and for pleasure. But there is a strict condition attached to sex. It is marriage. Sex is so serious that God decrees that you must stick to one partner for life because of it. The sexual sin begins with a thought process. It begins in the mind, proceeds to the imagination, and then the person becomes a slave. And then when you tempt somebody into immorality, it is spiritually worse than raping a person. When you rape a person by force. But when you tempt somebody into immorality, heaven is against you. The Bible says, if you make a person to sin, it's better for them to hang a rock on your neck and sink you into the sea. One alarming truth in the Bible is that anytime you sleep with anybody, two becomes one. Whether it's prostitution, two becomes one. Whether it is deliberate, two becomes one. Whether it is incest, two becomes one. Whether it's for money, two becomes one. And when you begin to look at it, sexual sins have no benefit at all. What you stand to lose is more than 5 or 10 minutes of enjoyment. You stand to lose your life. You stand to lose your destiny. And if you begin to give in to sexual sin, it will master you. And after some time, you become resistant. Sexual sin is a hard slave driver. Very hard slave driver. It will keep you longer than you want to stay and cost you more than you want to pay. So you must be careful. The father of all sin is the devil, but the mother of all sin is lust. Once lust starts, every other thing goes in there. There are consequences for sexual sin. I want to count the consequences for you now, and I want you to write it down one by one, the consequences of sexual sins. Number one is feeling of guilt. You start feeling guilty. Unless you are a die-hard prostitute. It is then you have sex outside marriage, you don't feel guilty. Something will say to you, this is wrong. Two, self-condemnation. What's the first one? Feeling of guilt. You start feeling guilty. Two is what? Self-condemnation. Many of you understand what I'm talking about. Three, divided mind. Divided mind. Unless you want to deceive yourself, after you have fallen into the sin of fornication, you can't get home at night and say, thou art worthy. You can't. Four is anxiety. Will I become pregnant? Will I not become pregnant? Will I have a disease? Will I not have a disease? Anxiety. I was with my friend, a professor of microbiology in the College of Medicine. And a young man came to see him. I think he has been treating the young man for gonorrhea. Gonorrhea just refused to go away. They tried all kinds of drugs, refused, and the young man kept coming. So that day, I think my friend was frustrated. Say, excuse me, sir. Say, you have been coming here for 6 months and the gonorrhea has refused to go. Please, I have tried everything I know in medicine for you and it's not working. Please, I beg you, don't come here again. Don't come here again. And if you are a sister and somebody sleeps with you that has gonorrhea, because in women, it's difficult to know when somebody has gonorrhea. But men, it's easy. The person will have difficult urination. Very soon, pus will be coming out of his penis. But women may not know. So once a person sleeps with somebody, has gonorrhea, what the gonorrhea will do is that it will start growing inside the fallopian tubes. And that may block it and no child again. And the longer you leave it growing, consciously or unconsciously, the more the trouble will multiply. Five is damage your self-esteem. They just add your name to the list of the women they have been sleeping with. Six, hypocrisy. Seven, emptiness. You feel empty. Because that thing empties a spiritual life over a person. When you are a virgin, there's a special spiritual seal over your life. When you lose it, you lose that seal. Seven, 8 is disappointment. 9 is anger. 10, depression. Feel depressed, unhappy. Depression. You may enjoy it while the process is on, but when it is finished, you get depressed. 11, dishonesty. 12, doubt. Those are consequences of sexual sin. 13, wasted time. Wasted time. 14, diminished effectiveness. Find that your effectiveness is diminished, even in the things of God. Even in your academics, you could diminish your effectiveness. The Bible says, line upon line, precept upon precept. When you want to face academics, face academics. If you want to face marriage, face marriage. Don't jumble things together. People of destiny don't operate like that. When you want to marry, pray that God shows you who to marry. Pray that God speaks to you. It is then you should move. Not, I try this, I try that, I try this, I try that, then I pick one. No. 15, fear. 16, disobedience to God. 17 is regret. 18 is remorse. 19, abortion. When you abort, you have terminated a life. And the blood of that baby or babies will be crying on your head in heaven. And that will now lead to frustration. If you are a man too, you have encouraged a woman to abort. Don't be surprised if frustration is in your life now. It's those babies crying against you. You need to make an atonement by the blood of Jesus to silence the crying babies. I know a doctor. The doctor died at the age of 60. He used to abort for schoolgirls in those days. He used to do the abortion free of charge. Schoolgirls knew him very well in this Lagos. When schoolgirls want to abort, they go to the doctor. His price is that before the abortion, I sleep with you. Do you agree? If you say yes, he sleeps with you, then I abort for you. By the time this doctor would die, he kept saying, I am hearing the crying of babies. I'm hearing the cry of babies. I can't concentrate. This is what he said till he died. Abortion. 20. Damage fellowship with God. 21 is crime. 22 is divine punishment. 23 is disease, sexually transmitted diseases. If you have sexually transmitted diseases because of fornication, it doesn't matter how many gallons of anointing oil you drank. It doesn't matter. You are suffering the consequences of your looseness. Many of us used to think, hey, their parents, they are too strict. They are too strict. Don't move this, don't move that, don't do this, don't do that. I used to say those many years ago, don't move this, I don't want to see this person with you. Sometimes the parents will come and say, I don't want to see this person with you. I used to wonder, what has he done now? Why don't they want to see this boy? Why don't they want to see this person? But now, after I've grown in faith, all those people my parents said to, I don't want to see you with this, I don't want to see you with that, they are completely destiny destroyers. Looking back now, all of them, one by one. So the parents who can say, I can see something in this person, I don't want to see with this person. I said, no, I have a right. I can pick my friends. Oh, you can pick your friends? No. I have to be very careful. 24, damage to our testimony. 25, damage to our relationship with God. 26, damage to our ministry. 27, damage to our future. Those are the consequences of sexual sin. 28, damage to our usefulness to the Lord. 29 is fragmentation of soul. That is, you have divided yourself all over. One part of you is in Ghana, and that one is in Kaduna, where you slept with a prostitute. One is in your secondary school. One is in the university. You've so divided yourself all over the place, and problem is happening to you now. 30, defilement. You defile yourself. Anytime a clean person sleeps with an unclean person, you become defiled. Even if you go for deliverance later. But if you have not repented, it's still the same thing. You need to first of all repent and promise God you won't do it again. 31 is a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is a mind that doesn't bother again whether you are offending God or not. 32 is that you will be delivered to Satan. 33 is that you are sinning against your own body. 34 is that you are bringing the wrath of God down on your life. 35, that you are laying a very bad marital foundation. Even if you say, this is the person I want to marry, this is the person I want to marry, it is wrong to be sleeping with that fiancé, because you are laying a very bad marital foundation for yourself. It will work against your marriage later. If you ever slept with your fiancé before marriage, of course, it will trouble you later. 36 is the breeding of bastards. You breed bastards. So this is loose sex. They breed bastards. 37 is evil blood covenant. Serve for me blood covenants with all kinds of people. Those who should have no access to your body, who should have no access to your head, they are rubbing your head, rubbing your body with which hand you don't know. Where they're coming from, you don't understand. 38 is demonization. Those are the consequences. You become demonized. 39, internal bondages and yokes will be strengthened. If you have bondages in your body, yoke, they will receive more strength. 40 is destiny diversion. Divert your destiny from where God wants it to be. The major destiny diversion in the Bible is sexual sin. Look at Samson. Samson was prophesied by an angel. He had a supernatural birth. He had supernatural encounters with God. He did supernatural things. But when the sexual attack came, it finished him off. 41, you pollute your church. So if you come to our youth church now, and you are still sleeping around with somebody, you are a pollutant. You are polluting this place. And pollution restricts the power of God from moving. 42, you make Satan happy. 43 is unwanted pregnancy. Pregnancy you don't want. 44, damage to the womb or reproductive organ. Can damage your womb, damage your reproductive organ. Something happened to a sister. In fact, when she came and told me, I didn't know what I could do to help. She went to this funny hospital to just do abortion, as usual. After fornication, abortion. Boy said, go and remove it. So he went there to remove it. There was another woman in the hospital who had cancer of the womb. So the woman was going there so that they can remove her womb totally. It's an old woman. Her own was simple D&C, abortion. This woman, the total womb should be removed. They wheeled them into the theater. Only God knew what went wrong with this white doctor. The white doctor made a mistake. He tried to do D&C for the person whose womb should be removed. And he removed the womb of the lady who just needed a D&C. So this was why the abortion she went to do got her to lose her womb forever. I pray that as many people as are here today, and already this cage has caught you, you shall be set free. That amen is very weak. Another consequence of sexual sin is barrenness. Some forms of barrenness can be traced to the sexual sin of the past. 46 is untimely death. Many people have been demolished by HIV, syphilis, and all kinds of sicknesses. Now, they would have still been alive if they knew how to tie their skirts tight, or they knew how to keep the zip in their trousers very tight. 47, murder. They kill people. I've seen a jealous boyfriend kill another man for sleeping with his girl. 48, wrong marriage. If you are the kind that you are easy to sleep with, very soon you get a wrong husband. You don't have any respect. You just, anything goes. Anything goes. You just, anything. Once you say, I love you, that's all. That's all you need to hear. And you are on. And that is a destroyer. You get married to the wrong person. Wrong person. And any woman who gives in easily, that's a serious problem to solve. 49, troubled marriage. Any foundation of sexual sin will only give you troubled marriage later in the future. And the last but not least is physical and spiritual death. Physical and spiritual death. This is a serious matter. I prayed for somebody early last year. Again, he's a campus person. He fell into sin. Said as he was on top of that lady, all of a sudden, he found that the lady was discussing with somebody. He was on top of her. The lady was talking to somebody else. And they were chatting. And I said, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Lady did not answer. Just focus on that person. I was talking to that person. I was talking to that person. I was talking to somebody. The person was giving her instructions. Say yes, 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 yes. Say, and this one to say yes. Say, as you add this one to the list, say yes. Say, okay. Okay, I do that then. I do them. Bye. And the man was on top of her. All of a sudden, her face changed. Her face changed to an older face now. and said, "You, this man, you are sleeping with a Lucifer's wife." Man said, "Lucifer's wife? You would have thought that is enough. To meet somebody, withdraw quickly, put on his dress and run out." But he continued. He said he could not stop. By the time they brought him, you see, unfortunately, it's we ministers who end up at the receiving end. We won't be there when they start. When there's a problem now, pastors, and especially MFM. They have turned MFM into an intensive care hospital. By the time they brought him, one leg was normal, the other leg was about one third the size of the second leg, so he couldn't walk properly again after that lady left. This is a serious matter. And I pray that as many people as are here today, any bondage of this kind that is holding you tight shall let you go in the name of Jesus. Can I take 15 more minutes of your time? Amen. Now, we are all here today, but as far as sexual slavery is concerned, we are in different categories. I want to tell you the categories of sexual, the categories we belong to as far as sexual slavery is concerned. After that, then we'll start praying. If I'm not satisfied with the prayer, I'll be back again next Sunday to continue. Number one is sexual purity. There are those who are sexually pure. I congratulate such people, although they are in very few numbers. The sexually pure. What's number one? That's the class God wants all of us to belong to. The sexually pure. Number two is the sexually polluted. There are people here now that have been so sexually polluted that are demons swarming all over their bodies. And some people complain, "I don't know, something is moving about in my body, like it's happened. Something is moving about." Most of those moving about things, it's from sex they come in. So you hardly find it in the body of those who have not lived in fornication. "Something is moving about in my head, moving about in my stomach, it's moving about in my womb." It's from sex it comes in. I want you to understand this very well. Number three is lost virtues. There are those here today who have lost virtues because of sex. They lost it. I pray that such people will recover their virtue. Yeah. I was in New York, and this Nigerian man came to me crying. I felt sorry for him. He cried like a baby. Said, "Dr. Lukoya, don't leave this place without setting me free." I said, "I'm not the one who set people free." I said, "What happened?" He said, "I married this German woman in order to get paper to stay in Germany." I said, "One night, I was sleeping with this woman. I was by her side. All of a sudden, something lifted her up in the bed. And she was floating on top of me. And I didn't know which hand was lifting her up. And I opened my eyes. I saw her floating. I said, "Hey, come down." So all of a sudden, she landed again, boom, on the bed. And immediately she landed on the bed. Said, "You have to sleep with me now." I said, "No, a floating woman, no." So you are finished in Germany if you are not ready to do that. So because I will pursue you till you die. So you think there are only witches in Africa? There are plenty of witches there, I tell you. I'm one of them, and I'm going to finish up. And since that time, anywhere this brother was going, somebody was beating a high, jiving reggae drum beat in his head. Reggae. In his head. He will be hearing it. When the whole place is silent, he will be hearing this reggae beat. That's why he came to New York. He said, "Deliver me, man of God." He's lost his virtue. Four. There are those who are future time bombs. Future time bombs. The evil is already planted now. It's not manifesting, but it's waiting for you at the front. By the time you say, "Well, I'm ready for marriage now," you say, "Uh-huh, you are ready. You have not said to me, I'm still here. You have not said to me, I'm still here." Anybody here, once you have ever slept with a man who is old enough to be your father, you are in trouble. Trouble, because you're a future time bomb. It will manifest later. Five, there are chronic sexual deliverance cases here today. That is that category. Six, one is sexual pure. Two is sexually polluted. Three is lost virtue. Four is future time bomb. Five is chronic deliverance cases. Six is high mileage pollution. High mileage pollution. You know, when you get a new car, The mileage you read 001 or 10, just from where you brought it. You bought the car, it was 000. By the time you drove it, maybe your home is 10 kilometers. It will reach just 10. The mileage is very low. Very low. When you are a high mileage woman, that is, you can count up to 10 men, 20 men, 30 men that you've slept with. You need to pray. If you're a man too, you can count. You count how many? You can count 5, 6, 7, 8 ladies. Ah, you are a high mileage. There is high mileage pollution. You have been polluted. You need prayers. 7. That is sex in the heart. You're not sleeping with anybody physically now. Maybe because you're afraid, but in your heart you are doing it. There's that category. 8. There is the X-ray spirit. X-ray spirit. You look at a person like this and you X-ray the person, what the person will look like if the person is naked. Some people are like that. X-ray spirit. They X-ray the person. And as some sisters, when they look at a man, the only thing they imagine about him is his penis. Some sisters, yes, it's X-ray spirit. Then, 9, there is a shaving Samson. Samson whose ear had been shaven. They're amongst us. That is, you're a man of God. You have a calling upon your life, but one way or the other, you have mistakenly entered into the lap of Delilah. He has shaven your ear. Your power is gone. You need to pray to get your anointing back. There are people like that here. The shaving Samson, the witchcraft barbers, they barb your hair. 10, there is the altar prisoners. That is, they've taken your pubic hair, they've taken your sperms, they've taken something in your body to a demonic altar when you were having sex with people you should not be sleeping with. 11, there is the evil negative charge. Evil negative charge. Anywhere people see you, the only thing they want to do with you is to sleep with you. Nothing. Anybody, whether it's big or old, whatever, that's their own intention. They don't want to plan friendship. They don't want to plan that they want to marry you. What they want is just sex. Then there is a negative charge in your body. You need to pray it off. 12. There is a self-sex. That is, you are doing masturbation. You are exciting your penis. You are exciting your vagina with your own fingers or with candle or with whatever. There are plenty of people who are inside the masturbation cage. If you are not delivered from the masturbation cage, you are laying a bad foundation for your destiny. Masturbation is a very bad thing because you have become wife and husband at the same time. You're married to yourself. It's a bad spirit indeed. 13, there is a lost glory and destiny group. The glory is lost, the destiny is lost. 14, there is the demoted prophet. Demoted prophet with divine judgment hanging on your head. That is, you used to see clear vision before. You used to see things before. God used to talk to you before. Then you got involved in this sexual sin and all those heavenly voices stopped. You are a demoted prophet. 15, there is hidden infirmity group. Right now, there is already sickness in your body, but you didn't know because it has not manifested. There is hidden infirmity in your body. If I subjected everybody here to HIV test, I will find positive cases. Here. One company in VI, they had 17 youth coppers who came to serve there. It was an oil company. All of them wanted to stay and work, but the company now sent all of them for medical tests. By the time the test came back, only 2 people passed. 15 of them already had HIV. They got it from the campus, but they didn't know. And the company did not tell them. Just said, sorry, application refused. Application refused. But why did you refuse it? Application refused. They didn't talk. They didn't tell them. The same reason now, if you win a visa to America now, lottery visa or immigration visa, they will send you to a doctor. What they want to check is HIV. So if you go to the embassy the next day and they say, get out of here. You fucking get out of here. So that means they have checked your blood. They found that you are a danger to America. They say, just stay here and destroy the people here. Don't go. Number 16. There is the baby polygamist. Eaglet polygamist. That is, you have various girlfriends already. Small boy. Already have various 5, 6. Or you have various boyfriends. You are an eaglet polygamy already. Now. 17. There is generational curses. Those who have already gone into generational curses now. There are some sisters who will never get married if they keep sleeping with the fiancé. Once they sleep with the man, it runs away. Once they sleep with the man, it runs away. Whereas if they had just kept their virginity, they would have been married. But they keep saying, and the man said he wants it, and I want to use it to tie him down. Ah, you cannot use sex to tie anybody down. 18, those who have been catapulted to zero level. They are now in zero level in their lives because of this. 19, there is catastrophic children. Those who have already have children when they don't really want one. Well, there is that group. 20, there is those with the cursed sexual organs. The sexual organ is cursed. That is, you went and slept with a married man. The wife of the married man is a witch. So, each time the married man was leaving home, that witch would say, as you are going, my husband, if ever sleep with any other woman apart from me, may the womb of that woman be rotten. May that woman never find a way. May that woman be forever frustrated. And the man comes to the campus, marry me ho. And he's parking his vehicle at the front. Say, funky, funky, babe, funky. The curse issued by his wife maybe will work against you. 21. There is a bewitched womb. The bewitched womb. That is, right now, your sexual act has caused gynecological problem for your womb. And you don't know. 22. There is prostitution. Anybody who surrenders the body for money, for examination mark, for chocolate and sweet and tasty fried chicken, Mr. Burger, or what do they call them? Mr. Biggs, you are a prostitute because you surrendered your body in exchange for something. 23, there is the Molech organs. Molech is M-O-L-E-C-H, Molech. Molech is in the Bible. Molech reproductive organs. The Molech reproductive organs, listen to me very carefully, is a reproductive organs that we no longer bear children because all the useful children have been sacrificed in abortion. Or all the most useful children are gone. The ones that are left now are the ones that will destroy your life. There is such people. Don't abort them off. And you say, but I've only done one. Maybe that's the only one that will move your life forward. You've got rid of him. You need to pray. 24, there is what we call spiritual sex. That's spirit husband, spirit wife. Most of us understand that one. That is that category too. 25, that is the violent introduction. That is those who were raped, this virgin by rape. They need prayer to get rid of the effect. The violent introduction, this virgin by rape. They need prayer to get rid of it. 26, that is rape itself. Not this virgin by rape, but just any rape at all. That one still, you need prayer. Somebody put some, you went to a place you should not go to, they dropped something in your drink, you drank it, and you slept off. And then they now queued up on you. Yes. They queued up on you. Say, but I was there when they opened the bottle. They didn't put anything there. Oh, there is a way you can open a bottle of soft drink and there will be nothing, and not a scratch on the cover. Not a scratch on the cover. And it will look so neat. You just put, all you need to do is just put a coin on top of that. On top of that top of the bottle and use your opener. The coin won't allow any damage to this thing. They put whatever they want to put in. Close it back. That is sexual daydreamers. They daydream. Say, I wish I find myself in bed with so and so. I wish. Daydreamers. 28. There are soul ties. Those who have tied their souls with different men or different women. 29, there is magic or occultic hold. That is, somebody has done fetish power, he has done magic, he has consulted a native doctor, so you are now his slave. You don't like the person, you don't want the person, but you find yourself going there and sleeping with the person. Although you hate yourself each time you do it, it's because you've been caged. I knew a girl like that. He kept going to this man and said, but I don't like you. What am I doing here? One day the man beat her, gave her serious beating. After beating her, started sleeping with her again. And so one day, she came to tell me, I said, look, you are in bondage. I gave her some prayers to pray. She now went back there. Said, Mr. Man, I won't come here again. It is by magic you are keeping me in this relationship. I won't come here again. The man said, hey, you just found out. You just find out. So there are people like that. There are men who read occultic books. They use magic rings to cage sisters. And then you won't know what you are doing again. It's like if they will transfer your brain to your leg when you see the man. Everybody will say it is wrong, but you are the only one who say it is right. 30. There is sexual addiction. This may be difficult for you to believe that some people are addicted to sex. Addicted to sex. Unless they have it, they are not the same. They are addicted to sex. 31. There is a fragmented soul. 32. There is a cursed hand. Cursed hand fingering you. A man with a cursed hand is using his hand to play around your vagina. You are in trouble. Some of these sugar daddy, they wear rings to use virtues of young ladies to make money. And they use the hand with the ring to roam around your vagina. You are in trouble. 33. Constant sexual dreams, wet dreams. Every time you dream, you emit sperm. You wake up. Every time you dream, this woman is there again. Always constant wet dreams. It can happen occasionally. Maybe once in 2 months. Once in 3 months, when the semen bag is too full, nature has a way of expressing out some. But this one, whether it's full or not, regular. Regular. How many things have I told you now? 34. Sleeping with animals. The Bible calls it bestiality. Sleeping with animals. I was in Paris, and I saw this wonderful, beautiful girl. Her name is Destiny. What an irony. Her name is Destiny. I said, what are you doing here? I said, man of God, I walk the streets. I said, but I don't want to walk the street again. I said, because the last one I walked, the white man gave me $6,000 to sleep with his dog. And I said, you agree? Say yes, $6,000, plenty of money, sir. Some don't carry out outright bestiality like that. They hug teddy bears. There is teddy bear on their bed now, they are hugging. (laughs) 35. Watching pornography. Those who watch blue film, sex films. You're looking at blue film, sex film. It's a terrible thing indeed. It will pollute your life. 36 is pornographic magazines. That those who watch those things. 37 is reading sexy books. And some romantic books, sexy books that people read. Sometimes they use newspaper to wrap the back so you don't see what they are reading. 38, exhibitionism. When you are exhibiting your body, when all the clothes you know to wear is clothes that will show all your shape and your contour and everything. Expose your body. Clothes that can hardly cover the breast. Clothes that are afraid of the knees. You want to show off. You say, well, I'm dressing to please myself. Zero. It's a lie. It's a lie. Because if everybody was blind and they cannot see, you would dress differently. And listen, they can't ask us to be doing this. I need to wear my trousers. I need to wear my slacks so that at least they will know that if I have the shape, I must show it. I must flaunt it. They must know. I must flaunt it. The reason she's wearing the trousers and she's refusing to wear skirts is because there is no crocro, eczema on the leg. If there is pimples, eczema, crocro on that leg, she will not expose the leg. She will wear something to cover it. 39, lesbianism. Women exciting themselves, arousing themselves sexually. Plenty of it in girls' schools. 40, homosexualism. Men sleeping with men, which is a tragedy of our world, that they are now ordaining pastors who are homosexuals. It's very sad. The Bible is against homosexuality. That's what they were doing in Sodom, and the Bible calls it sodomy. That's what they were doing in Sodom, and it's very sad. When God took Adam in the beginning, God joined Adam with Eve, but now people are joining Adam with Steve. That's what is happening now. And then, when somebody takes his penis and puts it inside somebody's anus where there is shit and feces, God will help all of us. 41. Oral sex. Oral sex is wicked, is bad, is ungodly. It is perversion of divine order. If God wanted men to be smoking cigarettes, he would have put chimney on their head. So that the smoke would be coming out of the chimney. The same thing. If God wanted you to be having oral sex, he would have put the penis on the forehead. How many things have I told you now? 42. Group sex. Group sex. Three men, four women, all of them gather together. You sleep with A, then go to B, go to C, then they start doing it all around like that. There are people like that. I was in England, and one white girl came to me and said, "Man of God, I need deliverance from roasting." Roasting. I said, "Roasting? What's roasting?" I didn't understand. She said, "I need deliverance from roasting." Then she now explained to me that roasting means one woman and three men in bed. These three men are sleeping with the same woman. 43. Sex with children. They call it pedophilia. Sex with children. You may be surprised to know that some people delight in sleeping with children. There are some young ladies who would take babies, innocent babies, and they will put in the penis of their babies, the babies in their own womb. 44. Incest. Sleeping with your cousins, your niece, your nephews is incest. 45 is fondling and petting. That's fondling people and petting people, all those ones. Say, "It's my fiancé." No, it's not. You're looking for trouble. 46 is taking drugs to excite you sexually. There are many drugs outside. People take it and start drinking it in order to make them stronger and to perform sex better. They drink it. If you've ever taken that kind of thing, it's occultic and to put trouble into your life. Beloved, if you want to be free from these things, the first thing to do is to flee. What did I say?
Flee.
Shout it loud and clear.
Flee.
That's the first thing. Want to escape sexual perversion? You don't want to dance at the gate of death? Flee. The second thing to do is to burn the bridges. Burn the bridges. When you don't want to live in fornication, you burn the bridge. You don't keep the phone number of the boyfriend in your phone anymore. You don't keep that complimentary card. You just burn the bridges. Jesus said, if your right hand makes you to sin, say, cut it off. If it's your heart, take it away. He's telling you to burn the bridges. In this world, if they say some people's leg have cancer and that the cancer will destroy their body, they don't mind the leg being cut off so that it don't affect the whole of their body. It's the same thing. Burn the bridges. Destroy all the spiritually dangerous books, CD, tapes, all those things that may pollute your mind. And be careful what you watch on TV. Burn the bridges. The third thing to do is to discipline your body. Call your body to order. Make sure that Mr. Flesh is dead in your life. Number four is be renewed in your mind, like the Bible says. Meditate on the word of God. Be renewed in your mind. Five, make a covenant with your eyes. Decide that you are going to focus on good things. Job 31:1 said, "I've made a covenant with my eyes. I will not be staring at ladies." That's what is in Job 31:1. Six, go for deliverance if you need one. Go for deliverance if you need one. This is how to be free from this kind of thing. Seven, learn the power of prayer and the word of God. Learn the power of prayer. Learn the word of God. The steps to deliverance is flee. Two is burn the bridges. Three, discipline your body. Four, be renewed in your mind. Five, make a covenant with your eyes. Six, go for deliverance if you need one. Seven, learn the power of prayer and the word of God. Eight, avoid anyone that is provoking you sexually. If you find that somebody is provoking you sexually, avoid the person. Run away. Run away. Say, it's my sister's friend. She's come to our house. Anytime I say, my body will be shaking. You better, when she's coming, run away. Nine, seek for help if the bondage persists. Seek for help if the bondage persists. Some of us need to go for counseling and open your heart to a man of God who will help you. And 10, Let God be your obsession. Be obsessed with the things of God. Come for fellowship. Go to prayer meeting. Get yourself involved in the things of God so that you have no time for the devil to waste. This is how you can be free from this kind of thing that has destroyed so many destinies, that has put so many lives to shame, that has caused all kinds of trouble. I close by sharing with you the story of one girl that may be in this meeting now. Listen to me. She was a student in this campus. The first time I saw her, I knew she had the call of God upon her life. I said, this one is a wonderful instrument. Father, help me to contribute something to her life. So I started helping her. I give her money, encourage her, give her prayers, give her books to read. One day she came to me very unhappy. I said, Joe, they are making fun of me in the campus. I said, why? So they say my breasts are flat. So your breasts are flat. I said, huh? So what's wrong? What's wrong? Does flat breasts have anything to do with your destiny? Said that you don't understand. Said they're laughing at me. And they're saying that the reason my breast is small is because I don't sleep with men. And they say I should start sleeping with people so that my breast will be big. I said, there is no science to prove this. But she didn't listen. She went ahead. The first sex she had, she got pregnant. The pregnancy, they were triplets. Amen. The first baby went into the first fallopian tube. The second baby went to the second fallopian tube. One stayed in the womb. So she was bleeding to death. So they had to rush her to the hospital. They cut off the first fallopian tube. They cut off the second fallopian tube. And if they are trying to cut those tubes, they have aborted the one in the womb too. So she lost all three babies. She lost two fallopian tubes. Now she's praying to God for mercy. Rise on your feet now. All eyes closed. If we don't finish our prayers today because of your time, which I'm sorry to take, I'll be here next Sunday to continue. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. One way you can be free is to quickly surrender your life to Jesus so that God can set you free. So wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want today to be a change in my life. Please, just run very quickly to the altar here. Let me pray with you. Just leave your seat. Run quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you. We don't have time. Just run very quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Run very quickly here. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want a change in my destiny. Run very quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you. Leave your seat and come here. Come here very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you here. You cannot continue like this, because if you continue like this, what may follow may be more devastating. So get out there and come and surrender your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, come and surrender your life to Jesus here. Don't waste time. Jesus is waiting for you here. Don't allow the enemy to destroy you completely. And perhaps you claim to be born again, but this sexual sin has gripped you to a level that is even doubtful whether you are born again. You better join them now very, very quickly. Join them very quickly. This is not a day to waste your time. This is not a day to waste your destiny.
I am dying, oh
just
Lord,
find a way to the altar very quickly.
I have heard your voice, and it's been thy love to me. And I long to.
at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision anybody could ever take in life. Just bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Lord Jesus, take control of my body, soul, and spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray, oh Lord, that you uphold them by your power. That, Lord, this decision they've taken today will be permanent in their lives. And you continue to move their lives forward. Today will be a yoke-breaking day in your life. And the enemy will not recover at all. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front, open your eyes, look at me. You've taken the most important decision in life, and I congratulate you. But I want to take information from you so that I will be praying for you by name. So please, immediately we close now. Don't go. Just come quickly to the altar here so we can pray more with you. I collect your data that I need, and then the Lord will begin to do more miracles in your life. You may go back to your seat now. God bless you. Immediately we close. Just find a way very quickly here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed, and everybody remains standing. This is a day of truth. And you will be doing yourself a world of danger if you keep quiet or you hide. There is no hiding place, because if you hide, you are hiding your trouble. And when it manifests, you may find no man of God who will help you to address it again. As we pray this first prayer point, if you are in this meeting and masturbation has caged you, you try to break free, you cannot. Run quickly to the altar here and be on your knees so that chain will be broken completely. Run quickly to the altar and be on your knees. You know, you masturbate, you've tried to stop, you cannot stop. Run quickly to this altar and be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Make sure that nobody's voice is above your voice, because this is not a day to joke. This is not a day to even have respect for any enemy. Say, yoke breaker! Jesus Christ! Can you shout it with boiling anger? Is that the loudest you can shout it here today? Break my yoke now! In the name of Jesus! Break my yoke now. In the name of Jesus. Masse patala kaya bo shendera bokonda. Maribo sopola kaya bo shendera bakanta. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. Move, 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 move. Move, move. Aha, aha. That's the power of God is coming upon you. The yoke must be broken, must be broken, must be broken. Mashatarabo sampende kayaba. Rimo sampende kayabo shantaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at this altar, open your mouth and begin to breathe in and out through the mouth and through the nose. Do it very aggressively, because a spirit is going to depart. It's going to jump out. Do it very aggressively. Breathe in the fire. Breathe out this power. Breathe, yes, breathe in the fire. Yes, it's coming out. It's coming out. That's right. Yes. Yes, the yoke is broken. It's broken. Yes. Breathe in the fire of the God of Elijah. Yes, it's coming out. It's coming out. Don't swallow it. It's coming out. Yes, be released. Let the yoke of the masturbating power be broken, 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 be broken. Aha, aha. Something is coming out. Something is coming out of that waste. That's right. You must be released today. Enough is enough. Do it aggressively. Do it aggressively. Don't be ashamed. Do it aggressively. This is deliverance coming your way. Be released, 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 be released in the name of Jesus. Aha. Aha. Yes. That's right. Yes, push it out. Push it out of that womb. Push it out. Push it out. Aha, aha. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. Your time is up. I uproot you. I uproot you from a hiding place. I uproot you. I uproot you. I uproot you. I uproot you. In the name of Jesus. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. There is somebody supposed to join them here. You are still on your seat. Run out very quickly now before the enemy uses this power to kill you. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. That's why you run near quickly now. You're supposed to be at the front there. You are being troubled by masturbating power. Come out quickly now before the enemy uses this power to destroy you. Come out. Don't be ashamed. Join them. That's right. You're welcome. Everybody will shout this again with boiling anger. Every power assigned to waste my destiny. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes, yes. You must be released. In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. Barabos upon the Kayabo Shente. The Ribaso Polikatanda Yaba. Manakanda Rabosapo. Be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for these your children at the altar. I stand as a servant and I break this yoke forever. In the name of Jesus. The spirit that wants to pull your life down by this masturbation, I bury that spirit forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you pray this next prayer, if you are here, you find that you are in sexual bondage. Most as you try not to commit fornication, you just cannot succeed. You find yourself falling in and out again. Run quickly to the altar here and be on your face before the Lord. I didn't say kneel down. Be on your face before the Lord so that he will deliver you completely. Run quickly to the altar. You try to break free from this fornicating power. It just refuses to let go. You cry and cry and cry and find yourself back into it again. Run quickly to the altar. Be on your face before the Lord. That's how deliverance can touch you today. It will be a tragedy if you hide on your seat and you continue your bondage. Everybody will shout this with boiling anger. Don't negotiate with the enemy. This is not a day to negotiate. This is a day to cry to the heavens. Say this loud and clear. Anything in my life assigned to destroy my destiny. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Bos setende kaya bos shentera bokolaba. Aha, 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 aha. Bos sende kaya bos shentera bokolaba raba. In Jesus' name we pray. There are people that are supposed to be on their faces before the Lord. They are joining them now very, very quickly. Don't hide in that place. You are harming yourself more. Join them very quickly. Come, lay flat on your face here. There's even a sister here. You've just done an abortion. Come out and be on your face before the Lord so that you can be saved. Don't deceive yourself. This is not a day to deceive yourself. It's a day to be set free. I'm here to help you, not to condemn you. Just lay flat on your face before the Lord. Something positive must happen in your life today. There are still people still hiding there. Come out now. You are living a life of fornication and sin. Come out now. Doesn't matter who you are. Come out now. You may not have this opportunity again. Lay flat on your face. Those of you who are on your face, ask the Lord to forgive you. Ask for forgiveness. You have wasted destiny. You have wasted time. You have wasted life. So ask him to forgive you. If you are in this meeting too, and you have ever carried out an abortion, come out and join them now and be on your face now before the Lord. If you ever carried out an abortion, come out and be on your face before the Lord so that your yoke will be broken today. This is not a day to play. Ask him to forgive you. That's why I brought you to this youth assembly today. Say, power of defilement. I am not your candidate. Die in the name of Jesus. Deal with the power of defilement. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for this, your children at the altar here. Lord, I ask for forgiveness for all of them, Lord. By the power in your blood, wipe away their sins, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, every hold of sexual perversion upon your life, I break that hold now in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to destroy your destiny through sexual perversion, I break that power in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, receive your deliverance. 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 Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat now, rejoicing before the Lord. And these kind of things will not happen in your life again. Thank you, Jesus. 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 As you pray this next prayer, if you're in this meeting today, and you have ever been informed, you have been involved in incest, cousins, nephews, nieces, your brother, your sister, or even your own parents have tried to mess you up, please quickly find a way to this altar and be on your knees so that the Lord will deliver you completely from this kind of mess that the enemy wants to put you in. Find a way to the altar. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Please make sure that nobody's voice is above your own voice. Power of God! Incubate my life! In the name of Jesus! That's right. Aha, aha, aha. Incubate my life. Bosetende kaya boshenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I thank you for your children here at the front. Every curse of the incest that may want to harass their destiny, I break that curse now. By the power in the blood of Jesus, be released from any cage of darkness. Be released from every power of the oppressor. Be released from every cage of the enemy. Any consequence of this activity that is working against your destiny, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You too may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of the Lord has set you free now. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry that we took a bit of your time today. We'll continue our prayers next week. Raise up your right hand to the heavenlies and say this loud and clear. You mention your name. Daniel Olukoya!
prophesy upon you. Can you shout it loud and clear? Arise and shine!